Walt wrote his brother, "The clouds that rise are very beautiful." Roy E. later inherited the pipe from his father and kept it in his office. But the rift between the families never fully healed. The huge payment by Walt Disney Productions to Walt, which ended up making the Walt side of the family enormously wealthy, rankled through the Roy side. When Roy E. went to work for the company after graduating from nearby Pomona College, his father worried that Walt wouldn't treat his son as well as other employees. Roy worked in the editing room on one of Walt's early nature documentaries, The Vanishing Prairie. They were viewing footage of ducks and geese returning in spring when Walt spotted a sequence in which a duck unwittingly lands on a still-frozen pond and tumbles over and over. "Where's the rest of this? Where he hits the other ducks on the pond?" Walt asked. No one answered. "I know it's there somewhere," Walt said. "Roy, go find it." Roy started pouring through millions of feet of film negatives. He couldn't find it. "Where is that film?" Walt asked again at the next screening. Roy meekly said it didn't exist. Finally, the director sent a crew to Minnesota, where they staged a duck's landing into a group of ducks on a frozen lake, then incorporated the footage into Vanishing Prairie, accompanied by the sound of a bowling ball hitting pins. Walt loved it. "See, I told you you had that footage," Walt said. Roy suspected that Walt knew all along that they didn't. "Go find it," was Walt's way of saying, "Go shoot the footage, get this done." To Roy, Walt's frequent criticism and impatience with him simply reflected how stingy Walt was with praise and how demanding he was with all his employees. When Roy finally got up the nerve to ask permission to make his own nature documentary, Walt agreed, and Roy produced An Otter in the Family. During a screening, Walt laughed out loud at one sequence, which Roy knew was high praise, and all that he'd get. When Roy got married to his childhood neighbor, Patty Daly, in 1955, Walt attended the wedding. "Great news! My nephew's marrying a girl with some spunk," he said. In private, Walt complained that Roy lacked drive and ambition. After Walt complained to Card Walker that Roy would never amount to anything, Walker dubbed him the idiot nephew. By the time Roy was making nature films, Walt had already transferred his plans for the next generation to his son-in-law, Ron Miller. After Miller married Diane in 1954, Walt had talked him into joining the company. Miller had fractured his nose and rib playing for the Los Angeles Rams, and afterward Walt came up to him. "Ron, if you play another year of football, you'll get killed out there, and I'll have to raise those kids. Why not come work with me?" Miller's first job was as a messenger, ferrying architectural plans for Disneyland from Burbank to Anaheim. Then Walt got him into the Directors Guild, and as an assistant director, he directed Walt's lead-ins to the weekly Disney television show, which made him nervous. Walt was a chain smoker, and whenever his voice got hoarse, Miller stepped in with a glass of water. Diane recalled that her parents took an immediate liking to Miller. "Ron was very shy. He was not very articulate. He was kind of a fizzle at education," she recalled. "But I think Dad was thrilled with the way Ron came along and grasped the business. And actually, Ron had no training for anything else. He was like a blank notebook. Dad could take him and mold